Die spel is in New York.
The game is in New York.
Dit is 'n sonnige dag.
It is a sunny day.
Baie mense kom kyk.
Many people come to watch.
Die span is New York en Detroit.
The teams are New York and Detroit.
Die spel begin om 7:00.
The game starts at 7 o'clock.
New York het 'n sterk span.
New York has a strong team.
Detroit speel goed.
Detroit plays well.
Die telling is gelyk.
The score is tied.
Fans moet vir hul span.
Fans cheer for their teams.
Die spel eindig met 'n telling van 75-75.
The game ends with a score of 75-75.
Iemand is gelukkig met die spel.
Everyone is happy with the game.
Hulle praat oor die spel.
They talk about the game.
Basketball is opwindend.
Basketball is exciting.
Sokker is 'n gewilde sport reg oor die wêreld.
Football is a popular sport around the world.
Baie mense speel sokker in hul vrye tyd.
Many people play football in their free time.
Die spel het 11 spelers in elke span.
The game has 11 players on each team.
Die doel van die spel is om 'n doel te skoor.
The objective of the game is to score a goal.
Spelers moet die bal aan mekaar pas.
Players need to pass the ball to each other.
Hulle kan ook die bal in die doel skiet.
They can also shoot the ball into the goal.
As hulle skoor, juig die skare hard.
If they score, the crowd cheers loudly.
Voetbal word oor die hele wêreld gespeel.
Football is played all over the world.
Dit is 'n spel van vaardigheid en spanwerk.
It is a game of skill and teamwork.
Elkeen hou hiervan om sokkiewedstryde te kyk.
Everyone loves to watch football matches.
Eens op 'n tyd was daar 'n jong meisie genaamd Lily.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Lily.
Sy wou 'n nuwe fiets koop.
She wanted to buy a new bicycle.
Maar sy het nie genoeg geld nie.
But she did not have enough money.
Lily het besluit geneem om haar toelaat te spaar.
Lily decided to save her allowance.
Elke week het sy 'n klein gedeelte daarvan gespaar.
Every week, she saved a small part of it.
Sy het gelukkig gevoel terwyl sy gekyk het hoe haar besparings groei.
She felt happy as she watched her savings grow.
Eendag het haar ouers haar gevra oor haar doelwitte.
One day, her parents asked her about her goals.
Sy het vir hulle gesê sy wil reis en die wêreld verken.
She told them she wanted to travel and explore the world.
Haar ouers was trots op haar spaarvaardighede.
Her parents were proud of her saving skills.
Lily het voortgegaan om geld te spaar vir haar drome.
Lily continued to save money for her dreams.
Lily het haar doelwitte oor tyd bereik.
Lily achieved her goals over time.
Sy het gevoel gehad dat om geld te spaar regtig die moeite werd.
She felt that saving money was truly worth it.
Ekstreme sport bied unieke opwinding wat nie in tradisionele aktiwiteite gevind word nie.
Extreme sports offer unique thrills that are not found in traditional activities.
Van skeiduwe tot rotsklim, het elke sport het sy spesiale aantrekkingskrag.
From skydiving to rock climbing, each sport has its special allure.
Mense soek dikwels die adrenaline rush wat saam met hierdie aktiwiteite kom.
People often seek the adrenaline rush that accompanies these activities.
Skydivers spring van hoë hoogtes en ervaar 'n opwindende vrye val.
Skydivers leap from great heights, experiencing a thrilling free fall.
In teenstelling, klimmers skaal moeilike kranse wat hul grense toets.
In contrast, rock climbers scale tough cliffs, testing their limits.
Of hulle groot golwe branderblank of bungee spring, die opwinding is tasbaar.
Whether they are surfing big waves or bungee jumping, the excitement is palpable.
Die haas van hierdie ervarings kan verslawend wees vir baie entoesiaste.
The rush from these experiences can be addictive for many enthusiasts.
Adrenaline-sensitiewe mense druk dikwels hul grense, op soek na nuwe uitdagings.
Adrenaline junkies often push their boundaries, seeking new challenges.
Elke ekstreem sport het sy unieke risiko's waaraan deelnemers moet dink.
Every extreme sport has its unique risks that participants must consider.
Uiteindelik bied ekstreme sporte opwinding, wat mense na hul grense druk.
Ultimately, extreme sports provide excitement, pushing people to their limits.
In 'n tydperk wat deur skerms gedomeineer word, het Emily besluit dit is tyd vir 'n digitale ontgifting.
In an age dominated by screens, Emily decided it was time for a digital detox.
Vasberade om weer met die natuur in verbinding te tree, het sy 'n naweek van haar foon beplan.
Determined to reconnect with nature, she planned a weekend away from her phone.
Sy het haar tasse gepak en is op 'n staptoer vertrek.
She packed her bags and set off on a hiking trip.
Die vars lug en die kalm omgewing het haar gees herleef.
The fresh air and serene surroundings revitalized her spirit.
Vir die eerste keer in jare, het sy werklik teenwoordig gevoel.
For the first time in years, she felt truly present.
Die ontkoppeling van sosiale media het haar toegelaat om eenvoudige genot te herontdek.
Disconnecting from social media allowed her to rediscover simple pleasures.
Sy het daarvan gehou om boeke onder die bome te lees en na voëls te luister wat sing.
She enjoyed reading books under the trees and listening to birds singing.
Elk oomblik het lewendig en vol lewe gevoel, 'n skerp kontras met haar gewone rotine.
Each moment felt vibrant and full of life, a stark contrast to her usual routine.
Geïnspireerd deur hierdie nuwe duidelikheid, het sy besluit om haar skermtyd te beperk.
Inspired by this newfound clarity, she resolved to limit her screen time.
Terug by die huis, het sy 'n gevoel van prestasie en vrede gevoel.
Returning home, she felt a sense of accomplishment and peace.
Die digitale detox was 'n keerpunt in haar lewe, een wat sy altyd sal waardeer.
The digital detox was a turning point in her life, one she would always cherish.
In die vinnig ontwikkelende veld van tegnologie, ontstaan brein rekenaar koppelvlakke, PCI, as 'n revolusionêre vooruitgang.
In the rapidly evolving field of technology, brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, emerge as a revolutionary advancement.
Hulle dien as noodsaaklike skakels tussen menslike kognisie en digitale stelsels, wat ongekende kommunikasievermoëns moontlik maak.
They serve as crucial links between human cognition and digital systems, enabling unprecedented communication capabilities.
Hierdie koppelvlakke werk deur neurale seine te interpreteer en gedagtes in uitvoerbare opdragte te transformeer.
These interfaces operate by interpreting neural signals, transforming thoughts into executable commands.
Uitgebreide navorsing het betekenisvolle potensiaal onthul vir die aansoek van BCIS in die behandeling van neurologiese siektes.
Extensive research has revealed significant potential for the application of BCIs in treating neurological disorders.
Pasiënte wat aan toestande soos verlamming of als ly, sal die meeste voordeel trek uit hierdie tegnologie.
Patients suffering from conditions such as paralysis or ALS stand to benefit most from this technology.
Daar benewens ondersoek navorsers innoverende metodologieë om die koppelvlak tussen geeste en masjiene te verbeter.
Moreover, researchers are exploring innovative methodologies to enhance the interface between minds and machines.
Die etiese implikasies van sulke tegnologieë is ook 'n onderwerp van rigor debatte onder spesialiste.
The ethical implications of such technologies are also a subject of rigorous debate among specialists.
Terwyl hierdie tegnologieë floreer, word dit al hoe belangriker om hul verantwoordelike gebruik te verseker vir maatskaplike vooruitgang.
As these technologies proliferate, ensuring their responsible use becomes increasingly vital to societal advancement.